You got your Bibles. Hello. Y'all got your Bibles. Turn with me to Matthew 27. If you have a King James Bible, you'll understand what I'm preaching. If you have something else, it may be a little shaky for you. I'm serious. Well, I don't understand why these churches are leaving the King James. I do understand they're dead. But this Bible is actually the Bible brought revival to America. You know, I'm just telling you the truth. But I'm not interested in going that direction right now, though I could. Matthew 27. I tell you what I'm going to do for the next 4 weeks, actually five, counting Easter. But the next 4 weeks, I am going to preach. I'm going to go at the cross, and I'm going to linger there a little bit. And I'm going to start a sermon this morning. I know I'm not going to finish it. Now, what's happened to me in my studies, I'm studying more depth and getting more into it. And the problem is I'm getting too much material for a Sunday morning meeting. So I may bust this thing up a little bit so I can comfort you before I start preaching. Matthew 27, y'all there? Go down with me to verse number 11, and we'll go down through verse number 14. This will be my launching pad. I'm not a topical preacher as such, though I will be jumping a little bit to deal with this subject. I must jump into some scriptures, so I want you to follow me every place I take you. If you're there, say amen. Matthew 27, we're getting ready to go to the cross of Calvary. Jesus must first go before the high priest and be mocked and ridiculed. Go all through the town and be questioned. How would you like for them to take you all through the town and start questioning you about your private life and about your life? Be kind of uncomfortable, wouldn't it? And you know, every time he went somewhere, they mistreated him, smote him on the face, plucked his beard, spit on him. I'm going to. Now Jesus, in this passage, is now in front of Pontius Pilate. And that's where we'll take off today. The Bible said, and Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, thou sayest. Didn't really answer him. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him, listen to me. He answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. You said, what was going on? He not like us. You know what we do, Brother Jeff? Somebody get in our face, we start wanting to defend ourselves. We want to start saying, hey, hold a minute, you ain't got me right. You're lying about me. You're misrepresenting the truth. Not my Jesus. My Jesus was silent. One of the synoptic gospels even says this, that Pilate said. You know what Pilate said to him? What is truth? Jesus didn't even answer him. But you better not ask me what is truth. Because I can handle myself, okay? I'm not Jesus. I'll tell you what I say. I'll tell you, the King James Bible is truth. The blood is true. Salvation by grace is true. Amen. I just rip it off, okay? I just... But can you see the discipline of our Savior?
Amen.
Never said a word. And that ought to astonish you. Those rumors about him. They heard about his miracles. They heard about him touching lepers. They heard about him even raising dead people. Healing the blind,
mind. They heard all those stories. Now face to face, there wasn't some answers. Are you him?
He said nothing.
They were screaming, crucify him.
And he said nothing. Y'all with me? Even when he got on the cross, the Bible makes this statement that they were sitting down and watched him there. You know what they literally done when he got up to the cross? They sat down like a bunch of buzzards and watched him there. Y'all starting to get with me a little bit. He was hanging on the cross in the sun. Had already been beaten. They had planted a crown of thorns. And platinum means not just put a crown of thorns. They put it down in his brow. Those thorns about that long. And they go down in the brow. Blood went everywhere. And they planted them. And they beat him with a cat of nine tails. Not 39 licks. That's what the Jews done. They beat him 1,040 licks till the flesh came off of his back. He was so beaten that Isaiah said they couldn't even recognize him. Yeah, you come to church. And you get near Easter. And the cross don't bring a tear to your eye anymore. It don't move us anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going free because of what he done. I'm saved because of what he done. Somebody help me a little bit. Praise God. But here's what I'm preaching on. He was silent during all his trial. But what I'm going to preach on the next couple of weeks or three, when he broke his silence. You said, what'd he do? He broke his silence on Calvary's tree. He literally said seven of the most famous, marvelous statements that could be said. And they all concern you. Amen. You said, who did he break his silence for? For you. So you can be reassured. So you can be comforted. So you can know you're not going to hell. So you can know you're going to heaven. So you can know you have a substitute. So you can know he was made sin. Thank God that he spoke from the cross. Because I can't do this all in one sermon, I will spend a little time. Would y'all follow me? Do you mind? Turn to Luke. Please follow me. Turn to Luke, chapter number 23. Turn there. Joe and Jeremy sang about it. Turn there. And go down with me to about verse 33 and 34. And I want to talk to you. I want to tell you the first thing he broke his silence about. This is awesome. I don't even know if I'll get beyond it. But it's awesome. Listen, are y'all there? Yes. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary. By the way, I ain't got time to preach this. But Calvary, it was on the same mountain that Abraham took his son Isaac to offer him for a burnt offering. That's called Mount Moriah, or Mount Moriah. You said, that's the same place. Oh, somebody help me preach. There, listen to me. The Bible said, there they crucified him. The place was Calvary. The punishment was crucifixion. And the malefactors, one on the right and the other on the left. And listen. After he had been beaten, after they scourged him,
After they planted a crown of thorns on his head, after they smacked him, after he pulled his beard out, after they lacerated his whole body,
he makes this statement. First one on the cross. Father. 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 Forgive them. For they know not what they do. There's some of you in this room have grudges for 20 years you ain't forgive somebody for. Yet he forgave them, and his forgiveness not only reached him, it reached as far as me and you. How many can raise your hand this morning and feel guilt free? Feel free. Feel forgiven. Feel like, my God, there's not the weight of the world on me anymore. I don't have a hand. I'm not ready to die and go to hell anymore. I'm forgiven.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. I'm staying with this a little bit. It was an unthinkable desire. Who in the world would do that? Father, forgive them. Every one of you that smoked dope, he'll forgive you for it. Every one of you that drink liquor, run with other people and other people's spouses. Every one of you that's in wicked sin. But not only that, you moral people that think you know you haven't done anything bad. You're just as wicked as a harlot. Those old men. I'm going to get this damn man. I may not get much here. Listen to me. Can I do this? You're not going to hell because you drink. You're not going to hell because you smoke. You might smell like you've been there, but you ain't going. You ain't going to hell because you're on porn. You ain't going to hell because you're cheating on your wife or cheating on your husband. There's one denomination that says that's adultery if you marry and remarry, that's an unpardonable sin. What a crackerjack they are. What about the woman at the well? She done have five. And the one she had then wasn't even a husband. That was a live-in. But he forgave her. Y'all all with me? Man, every sin that you ever committed can be under the blood. Everything you ever done is covered under that statement. Father, forgive them. But listen to me. You're not going to hell this morning because of all them sins I just talked about. Ain't going to hell for one of them. You're only going to hell for one reason. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You go to hell because your unbelief. You go to hell because you've never trusted Jesus. The Holy Spirit comes to you to convict you or reprove you of righteousness. And come on, help me. Listen to me. You say, boy, I'm going to hell because I don't live right. I don't live. No, you're going to hell because you just don't believe what he done for you.
Amen.
I'm preaching. An unthinkable desire and then an uncanny discernment. He knew what was going on. He'd already been betrayed by Judas. Roman soldiers already beat him up. The Jews blasphemed him. Yet he said, Father, forgive them. Then some of you're the pay scar sin. You're wicked as a devil. You live a wicked life. But I got good news for you. What he said 2,000 years ago is still good this morning. Father, forgive them. I might as well just get on your case a little bit. You say, well, preacher, I know he forgave me, but I can't forgive myself. What an idiot you are. Who are you anyhow? So you're saying what he done wasn't enough. Some way you got to fix your own problem. You can't fix your problem, sir. Man, you can't fix your problem. Your problem will be fixed the moment you trust Christ and accept his forgiveness. If you're a Christian, wayward, and ungodly, all you do have to do is confess your sins. He's faithful just to cleanse them. Whew. Let's get practical. There's some people in this room, you live every week, do stuff you ought not do. You know all you got to do this morning is realize he loves you. He forgives you. How many this morning, I wonder, would walk this out if you were 100% sure that when you did, the slate was clean? How many would say, I'd be glad to come to an altar to get rid of my guilt, to get rid of this pain, to get rid of this sin? I'd be glad to pray if I knew it would really work. It works! It works! It works! He said it! Father, forgive them. I deal with people on a daily basis. Caught up in sin, in guilt, beating yourself up. You need to not beat yourself up. You need to know the forgiving in you, forgiving yourself, it's God forgiving you. Am I preaching? Yeah. Can I give you one more? I can't go no farther than one more. Y'all in Luke 23? Stay there. Put that thing in drive and move it up to verse 43. Not only do I see a compassionate supplication, boy, I like this. Y'all there? I just gonna start verse 39. See, when Jesus hung on the cross, he didn't hang alone. No. Actually, there's three of them up there. The one on the right and one on the left. By the way, they were kind of insignificant because the man in the middle is going to get you some help. Amen. Look at verse 39. Are you there? And one of the malefactors, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. Mocked him. You Jesus, you the Christ, you the anointed, you the Messiah, amen. Get us off his cross. Amen. What an ignorant thing. If it had came down off the cross, we all, he could have, by the way. You said, no, he couldn't have. You out of your mind. He could have called the angels. But really, he didn't have to do that because, listen, he was the one that gave his life. I had power to lay it down, and I had power to take it up. Listen, they couldn't have held him on there if he didn't want to be held on there. So that one was mocking him. Save yourself. Well, see, they've been listening to them Pharisees. And there's too many of y'all listen to the Pharisees. And by the way, they're a lot of Pharisees. Them holier now people think they're religious. I'm going to tell you, I'm about half sick of their religion. Religion ain't going to take you anywhere but hell. But the blood of Jesus not only will keep you out of jail, but save you from hell. Somebody help me. Number two. Jared, I'm having a time this morning. You noticing? Go on with me. Verse 40. But the other answering. Could you see this scene? That's having an argument on the cross. The other one answered, rebuked him. Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? Listen, this boy here, This boy here, this is absolutely, I'm about ready to climb the pulpit. That's your job. I can't do that anymore. And we indeed justly, for we receive the due rewards of our deeds, but this man had done nothing amiss. Whoo. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me.
Yep.
Yes. Let me read that again. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, I want to tell you what. I got to tell y'all something. This guy wouldn't fit most of y'all's theology. Because what you'd have said, he didn't pray it right. See, that's what some of you hung up on. You think, back here when I got saved, I just didn't do it right. I didn't say all the things the model stuff you try to tell us, and I try to tell you stuff, but honestly, that what your words actually ain't what saves you, it's your faith. I'll tell you, some of you Baptists would have doubt, you'd be doubting your salvation if all you could rest on is remember me. Some of you so shook up that if you didn't say everything just proper, you done think you're lost again. What if you get old like me and Lois? She's an old woman, she's 66. Done told her over the live stream. Well, if you get older as Lois, not me, I still remember you, but you don't remember real well, and you quit remembering. Yeah. What are you going to do about your salvation then? Yeah. I'll tell you what you're going to do. Yeah. If you're really right, you're just going to go back and know there was a day you placed faith, yeah, even though you might not remember everything you said.
Amen.
You said, Preacher Smith, that doesn't fit my theology. Well, then your theology's wrong.
Amen. You're right.
Yeah. Huh? See, I see a genuine assent. He was genuine. Bunch of, we're in a made up facade world. That guy's genuine. He ain't been to Sunday school. He ain't heard no Bible thumper like me. All he could look at and think, his theology was only this deep. Remember me. What a genuine assent. Y'all with me? Some of y'all ought to be shouting. Then I see a general accessibility. Jesus said, today. It doesn't matter who you are this morning, how bad you've been. Jesus is accessible to you this morning. Amen. I know the Calvinists say, boy, I hit them every week, don't I? Some of you thought, is he going to lay it up on them? No, that bunch says you can't ascend to God. You can't talk to God unless he quickened you first and you were born again, then you can believe. What a group of idiots. Oh, come. Quiet in here. Was there a bunch of Calvinists here? How many's glad it doesn't matter what you've done?
Amen.
Then I see a gracious association. Jesus said, today shalt thou be.
Oh yeah.
Guess what? Hey, thief, today thou shalt be with me. Let's go, boy. It's down there. How many of y'all say, I don't deserve a king? I don't deserve somebody to love me that much. I don't deserve it. You mean he wants to associate with me as bad as I am? Oh, yes. Then I see a guaranteed appointment. today. Amen. Not tomorrow. Amen. When I die here in a minute, you go with me. Today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen. The moment, sinner, you ask Christ to save you, you're on your way to heaven. Amen. You say, preacher, I got to quit. I ain't quitting, but I'm slowing down. Preacher, that thief likes some things. I don't know if I agree with his theology, because he didn't make it to a church membership. See, there's one church. Most of them set up on hills. You'll get that later. They believe you're baptized to be saved. They believe they're the only church. If you're not a member of their church, you're going to hell. I'm going to tell you this, if you're not a member of Christ's body, you're going to hell. Boy, his theology wrong. He didn't even get to a church. God didn't even get to pay tithe. Shame on him. But oh man, he didn't even get to be baptized. Them water dog religions are starting to drown right now. You don't get baptized to be saved. You get baptized because you are saved. That outfit is wrong. That outfit is wrong. You can't do anything to be saved. If you think you can, your theology is wrong. The thief had more sense than you do. We wouldn't even let him in the Baptist church because he didn't pray a right prayer. And he didn't go into church right way. And he wasn't baptized. I mean, he ain't going to heaven. Some of y'all ought to raise your hand and say, thank God it ain't my works. Thank God it ain't what I do. It ain't my performance. It ain't what I do. It's what he done. At the cross, yeah. I first saw the light.
Amen.
And the burden of, I'm going to sing so bad. Won't you hit a little note of that? Come on,
at the cross.
I'm preaching right now.
Where I first saw the light.
Come on now.
And the burden of my heart rolled away.
Keep coming.
It was there. Sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Somebody asked me yesterday, I'm so happy yesterday, I'm happy today. I said, why are you so happy? You'd be happy too if you knew you're forgiven. You'd be happy too if you know you're going to heaven. You'd be happy too if you're right with God.
Amen.
I'm going to baptize you next weekend. I may do it and hold you under a little bit, okay? Some of you visitors, don't get nervous. I'm doing what you're used to be, preacher. I'd have been doing a long time ago. I'm preaching. Bow your head with me. If you've tried to climb up any other way, you're not going to heaven. How many right now say, preacher? If you died today, how many right now say, preacher, I know I'm saved because of Calvary. Raise your hand. Hold them up. Amen. Amen. Let me ask you this. How many of you in this room couldn't slip your hand up because you don't know? But he doesn't die. He'll forgive you anything you've ever done. And he'll save you on the basis of his blood. How many of you just raise your hand and say, preach, I don't know for sure I'm saved. I've never been saved. But somebody loved me that much, I want to get to know him. How many slip up your hand and say, I've never been saved, but I need to be. I see that hand. Somebody else? I see that hand. Somebody else? Anybody done it? How many here are not sure you say? Come on. You've made a profession, but you're doubting it. Somebody put your hand up. Yeah, I see it. I see it. Can I say something to you? Can I be gentle with you? Isn't it miserable to doubt? Doesn't it hurt? You don't have to doubt. That's the devil's thing. All you need to do is come forward this morning. Let's take your Bible, show you how to be saved or know you're saved and that you never have to doubt another day in your life. How many others? Just not sure. I see that hand. Somebody else. Yeah, just kind of, you're waffling. You're real nervous. Sip it up. How many right now? You're saved, but you got some sin and some guilt you're living with. You can't hide your sin. God knows it. How many right now you feel so guilty because of sin you're in as a Christian? And you need clean. And you need right. Would you slip your hand up and say, pray for me? Preacher, I've got some stuff. Yeah, I've got some stuff. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm sick of lying. I'm sick of living my life under guilt and pressure. I want forgiven. How many need forgiven this morning? Thank you. Let's stand. You that not sure you're saved, come. You that said you wasn't saved, come. You that just, you're living with a burden of sin every day when God has forgiveness for you. And you that are in the room that can't forgive yourself, won't you come around the altar and once and for all shut that and accept his forgiveness and get rid of the past and go forward. Father, thank you for the preaching time, teaching time. I hope folk got help. Now move, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Will you come?
Yes.
Yeah.
My Savior bleed, and in my sovereign die,
yeah.
Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? And the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith,
yeah.
I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Anybody else need to come? You come on. Amen.